three municipalities, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Angoon, along with the private company Cascade Creek, applied for a preliminary permit for Ruth Lake. That's one of the three sites in the remote mainland bay under consideration for hydro development. Such a permit gives a company or utility the right to study a project's potential and puts them first in line to apply for a license to develop a power plant. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, says the applications from the three municipalities were all filed at the same time, and none of the three are better than the others. A spokeswoman for the Federal Commission in Washington, D.C., could not say what kind of random drawing will be used to decide the permit. She says it's the first time the commission has ever used this type of tie-breaking system to decide who gets such a permit. Petersburg Municipal Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson declined a recorded interview. But in an email, he wrote that the random drawing was, quote, a sad commentary on a bureaucracy that holds a lot of power over the citizens of this country. Nelson wrote that the commission was admitting they cannot evaluate the three proposals and make a decision on which is best. He called it a cop-out and said it stacks the odds in favor of the two municipalities working with the private company Cascade Creek. Ed Wood, a local power customer who's been submitting comments on the competing applications, says it does not appear that the random drawing is anywhere in regulations for the commission, and he thinks Petersburg should be first in line.
The problem with it is Wrangell and Angoon are what FERC calls hidden hybrids, which is that's where a municipality is applying for a permit in cooperation with a private developer, in this case Cascade Creek LLC. And during the permitting phase, FERC usually gives priority to a municipality such as Petersburg over a hidden hybrid.
Wood points out that both Wrangell and Angoon have submitted nearly identical applications as the one turned in by the private company Cascade Creek. Unlike Petersburg, both Wrangell and Angoon have decided to cooperate with Cascade Creek on developing Thomas Bay hydro plants. Wrangell has even signed an agreement for the future purchase of power from Thomas Bay with Cascade Creek. Warren Edgley is a member of Wrangell's Borough Assembly and the Borough's Energy Committee. He says it's not important who gets the permit and license for Ruth Lake.
What's important is that it gets built. We need the energy. We can't afford to build these projects without a market for the power, and the only market for the power that we can't use locally, is through Canada to the North American power grid.
Edgley says the Wrangell Borough's main concern is getting an intertie into Canada built to export power and finance Southeast intertie segments and future hydro projects. However, Edgley agrees the random drawing reflects badly on FERC.
When they went to electronic filing, apparently they didn't think about, well, gee, there might be a tie because these electronic filings can come in at the same time where in a physical filing, the guy at the head of the line at the application window is obviously first.
The company Cascade Creek also applied for a permit for Ruth Lake but is not included in the drawing. That's because municipalities are given a preference in the application process. Duff Mitchell is the company's business development director.
Municipalities do have municipal preference, and we respect that of FERC. You know, and Cascade's position is that, you know, we encourage and support Petersburg, Wrangell, and Angoon to collaboratively and co-develop Ruth Lake. You know, Cascade looks forward to working with whomever ends up with the Ruth Lake FERC preliminary permit and cooperating with the region.
Mitchell says it's a fabrication to call the Angoon and Wrangell efforts a private-public hybrid. His company will be involved in developing at least one plant in Thomas Bay. Cascade Creek is the only entity studying potential at nearby Cascade Creek and Swan Lake. The city of Angoon has also applied for a preliminary permit at a third site on Scenery Creek. The random drawing for Ruth Lake will be held August 12th in Washington, D.C. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.